A great and awesome message, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. An awesome birth for many reasons that come out in various ways, even in the songs that have been presented. It was a birth we celebrate 2,000 years after the event, but it had been anticipated for the centuries of time before Jesus Christ was born. The Hebrew Scriptures told again and again of the coming of the one who would be the Messiah, who would rule and reign, the one who would also be the one who would suffer and die. The Jewish Scriptures provided for the provision of sacrifices so that they would be reminded the penalty for sin is death. And somehow these events must come together. There must be a king who will come and rule and reign over a creation that is redeemed, that is holy, that is acceptable to God, a people that belong to Him. And yet, the penalty for sin must be paid. So the coming of Christ was announced. He would be a king who would rule and reign. He would be a king who would suffer and die. And how that would all come together was not clear until he came. Remember, the angels announced it. They announced it to Mary, the mother of Christ. They announced it to the shepherds in the field. The way was prepared. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, even as Micah the prophet had so clearly, hundreds of years before Christ was born. He would be born in Bethlehem. And he was the one destined to rule and reign, but the one destined to suffer and die. This one, the angel said, would be named Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. When the angels announced to the shepherds the birth of the Messiah of Israel, what did they say? Unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior. Now, what people had not considered carefully and had pushed to the back of their mind is the same thing that many people do today. Why would a Messiah, a king, come to be a Savior? It gets turned into political matters, social matters. He'll make everything right, and someday he will. But you know what we have to deal with? The Scripture says it clearly. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what was so difficult for people to grasp when Jesus Christ was born, when he walked this earth, and he was crucified. What a shock! The Son of God, here in a human body, both God and man, crucified. All the hopes are dead. The Messiah, the one in whom we had placed our hope, been crucified. Yet the reality of it is, he had to be the Savior. Why were all those animals sacrificed? Because the wages of sin is death. Well, I'm not such a bad person. We're good people. The Jews thought they were fine. They tried to keep the law. The problem is the penalty for sin is death, and all have sinned, and there is none righteous. As Solomon said, there is not a just man upon the earth who always does good and never sins. And the wages of sin is death. So Christ Jesus came into the world to rule and reign as king, but first to provide the salvation that would enable people to be cleansed from their sin, forgiven, acceptable to a holy God because they could be credited with God's righteousness. How amazing is that? Is it any wonder we celebrate the birth of Christ? But we don't want to neglect to understand, why did he come? Why should God be born into the human race? That'd be an awesome event worthy of celebrating. But that alone would not help me. What does it mean? 2,000 years after he was born. So what? What is the big deal, as we might say? Because unto you is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The Messiah is the Savior. He came not just to bring a political deliverance, not just to rectify social issues, political problems. He came first to deal with what no one else could settle, the issue of sin. That's why John the Baptist, he introduced him in a public way to the nation Israel. And what did he say? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How amazing is that? That God became man so he could step in our place, pay our penalty, which is death involving eternal separation from God. Simple, clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In order that, then here's the catch, whosoever believes in him might not perish but have everlasting life. When Paul said, under the direction of God, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that wasn't all he said there. You know what the next statement was? And I am the chief of sinners. I am the foremost of sinners. What we grapple with down to this day, 2,000 years after the birth of Christ on the cross of Christ, is to grapple with the reality. He came to earth first to die so that I could have life. So that someday when he comes to earth again and establishes a kingdom, you and I might share in that glorious time. In Christ is God's life provided for us. In him was life. He was the creator of life. He is the provider of spiritual life for we who are spiritually dead. Isn't it sad? 2,000 years after these wonderful events that are being celebrated so broadly, so worldwide, and so many people fail to understand. Christ coming to be the Savior is a declaration that I am lost. Well, who needs a Savior? If you're not a sinner, if you're not under the judgment of God, why would Christ come? You know, the Bible tells us that is the issue. If you could be saved by your good works, if you could be saved by even keeping all 613 commandments of the Mosaic law, then Christ came to earth and died to no purpose. It was a grand mistake. Could that be? God would make such an error? I'm fine. I'll do it. I do my best. I go to church. I was baptized. I take communion. I go to confession. Or I try. Why did Christ come to earth? Because the wages of sin is death. Only God could pay that penalty for us. So it's no wonder we celebrate the birth of Christ. But we ought not to lose perspective and just turn it into something sentimental or exciting. And it is both. But it is very personal. He came to die for you. He came to die for me. And the only way I can benefit from that and receive the fullness of what Christ did for me is by placing my faith in him as my Savior. How awesome it is that God would have his Son come to earth, suffer and die, and then say, now here, I will give you life. I will cleanse you from your sin. I will make you my child. What's the catch? You have to recognize that what I say about you is true. You are a sinner, guilty and condemned before me. But if you'll place your faith in my Son, who came to earth to be a Savior, to die for you, He came, He died, He was raised, He's coming again. If you'll place your faith in Him and His death for you, I'll forgive you. I'll cleanse you. I'll count Christ's death as your death. I will credit you with my righteousness. You become my child. Let's pray together before we continue. Thank you, Lord, for the message that is being proclaimed. Thank you for your Son. Lord, how awesome it is that we would gather together on this evening and celebrate the birth so unique. Your Son leaving the glories of heaven and being born into the human race. All the fullness of deity dwelt in Him in bodily form. What a wonder! How amazing! And yet the wonder of wonders, He came to give His life a ransom for us. He came to die for us, to be our Savior, so that through faith in Him, you could give us the free gift of a relationship with you, life for eternity. We give you praise for your Son. We celebrate His birth. We celebrate the importance of that birth. We celebrate the fact He was born to be our Savior. We give you praise in His name. Amen.